Yo, what's up, podcast? Happy Tuesday. Hope you're having a nice week so far. Hope your weekend was nice. Been listening to some Tool, man, like all their Spotify shit. I'm just so happy they're on Spotify. It's really cool. I've also learned a hell ton about Spotify playlists. You know what? I'm going to get into that on Thursday. I'll talk a lot about the playlists, all the shit that I've learned on Thursday. But today I just want to share with you guys just a couple things I've created over the weekend, small things. I'm in a Metallica mood, man. I did like a short, like 40 second part of the Middle of Orion. I decided to play the bass riff and do that, and to do like the triple harmony guitar stuff. I also did Frantic, just like the riff, just to show off like my tone a little bit. But I'll get to that soon. But right now, let's talk about Orion. So I used my bass, plugged it in. I got the Tech Driver Sans 21 or something pedal. It's like a $200 bass pedal. I've been using that. I use it for wavelength. It's really great. And what I do is I do parallel processing. So I record it with that. I duplicate it. And then on the duplicated track, I add more effects, right? And then I blend the two. That's called parallel processing. So on the second track, I'll put like, I think on the first track, on like the natural track, I actually did put, I think, a little bit of chorus to like smooth it out. And then on the second one, I EQ'd it more drastically, got rid of like a lot of low end in the bass. And then I might have put like some harmonics on it. Like I think I put like a little bit of like crunch. Or I think I did it, or maybe for another song I did. I don't even remember. But the point is that you do something different. You do something like kind of extreme to whatever you want to kind of sound. You want it to give it like an edge for your track. So I did it to the bass. And then I actually didn't do much mixing at all on the lead guitar. But listen to it, and I really had to listen close to like find the harmonies that Metallica's doing. I thought it was always like two, but there's three guitar harmonies going on in Orion in the middle. Why don't we listen to it, okay? And then we can talk. Here you go. Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. I like the clean guitar, the boom boom, and like the little harmonics that I did. They do it in the song, but I added just a little bit more. This is super short. I just like really love that Cliff Burton, that just that bass riff. It's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful moment. It's like one of the most beautiful moments in the whole Master of Puppets album. It's certainly my favorite instrumental of theirs. Actually, I really like To Live Is to Die too. I do like Call of Cthulhu. But they haven't done an instrumental track in a while. But yeah, so that's it. I had a lot of fun doing that. So that was with my Carving guitar, not with my Fender. I feel like the lead sound could have been a little bit better. Speaking of parallel processing, on the entire guitar track that included three of those guitar lines, I did some parallel processing on that. So on the duplicated track, I put Aphex Vintage Exciter, which is this crazy plugin that was only like $30 from Waves, and it like really brightens it up. So I have that going on, and I kind of blended that. It's like low volume, but it just kind of adds a little more sparkle to it. So yeah, that's what I did for Orion. And this next thing is just Frantic, just like the riff. This is super short. It's like 15 seconds, 20 seconds long. I've always loved this riff, but it's heavy as shit, man. It's just really sick. But you can hear that. Maybe it's because of my apartment, but you can hear that every time I, because I eventually go and then it stops, and anytime it has those pauses, you can hear the shitty noise that's coming out of my amp, because my pickups aren't, I think it's because of a couple of reasons, because my pickups aren't hum canceling like my Fender Strat now is. But also, it might be like the grounding in my apartment, and it's really annoying. Anytime there's like a stop when I'm playing the Carving guitar, like anytime I'm playing like non-noise canceling, and my Fender was doing this all the time, it was like creating a super undesirable sound. But you can hear it. But besides that, I'm really digging the tone. It sounds sick. Here's Frantic. Have a wonderful day, guys. I'll see you guys on Thursday. We'll talk about Spotify playlists. It's going to be good. See you guys. Here's Frantic.